What if the secret to explosive business growth isn't about having the perfect pitch, but about asking the perfect question? In 2015, a counterintuitive marketing approach quietly generated over $100 million across 23 different industries, from memory improvement to satellite TV. The methodology didn't rely on flashy ads or aggressive sales tactics. Instead, it did something radical. It listened. This approach transformed struggling businesses into category leaders, not by shouting louder than competitors, but by creating a systematic way to let customers reveal exactly what they wanted to buy and precisely how they wanted to be sold to. The insight driving this revolution is both powerful and paradoxical. While customers can't tell you what they want to buy, they excel at revealing what they don't want and what they've already tried. This distinction makes all the difference. We're drowning in advertisements, up to 5,000 daily, 10 times more than in the 1970s. Most marketers respond by amplifying their message, creating a deafening cacophony that customers increasingly tune out. The ask method takes the opposite approach, using what amounts to a hushed voice that breaks through by speaking directly to specific needs. Think of it as the difference between a pushy salesperson and a skilled doctor. The former tries to convince you to buy something, the latter asks questions to diagnose your problem before prescribing a solution. Henry Ford observed, "If I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses." Traditional surveys fail because they ask the wrong questions. Strategic questions reveal what customers actually want and the precise language to reach them, delivering three key benefits. You learn what customers want to buy and when they're ready. You discover why non-buyers didn't purchase. And once optimized, you can scale dramatically. What separates these from annoying pop-ups? They appeal to our natural curiosity and desire for self-discovery. When properly positioned, customers eagerly participate because it feels like it's about them, not the business. The deep dive survey forms the bedrock of market understanding. This pre-funnel process reveals what customers really want through specific questions about their challenges. Even established companies discover gaps. One sports instruction business found their ideal customers were 64 rather than 55, allowing them to fine-tune marketing with age-appropriate imagery and nostalgic references that dramatically improved results. Send an email directing people to a survey with open-ended questions, especially asking about their single biggest challenge. Use a basic, unpolished design. This filters out casual respondents while retaining genuinely engaged prospects. You must manually review responses. Like observing crowds in Times Square, you won't identify individual faces, but you'll absorb powerful impressions about groups present. Identify hyper-responsive prospects through detailed responses. Those writing longer answers and providing phone numbers are typically 50% more likely to purchase. Aim to categorize responses into 3 to 5 buckets addressing 80% of your market, providing massive returns without unmanageable complexity. With these insights, create a landing page as your survey funnel's entry point. The positioning is crucial. You're not asking visitors to take a survey so you can sell to them. You're positioning yourself as a doctor, diagnosing problems to prescribe customized solutions. Your video is the critical element. Open with a compelling hook. Is it really possible to double your revenue by identifying your number one marketing bottleneck? A powerful hook narrows unlimited possibilities to finite solutions, immediately relieving prospect anxiety. Follow with if-then statements, helping people self-identify. If you've struggled to make cold traffic work, if you've struggled with an under-optimized marketing funnel, these reassure viewers they're in the right place. Dismiss the one-size-fits-all approach. This resonates because people want to be seen as unique. Establish credibility through facts. If you haven't followed our work closely, you might not realize we've helped over 10,000 businesses. Position the survey as a valuable alternative to expensive consultation. Your expertise was previously only available to high-paying clients, but you've created this accessible online tool. After the video, prospects encounter the micro commitment bucket survey, where the magic happens. They answer multiple choice questions, one at a time, culminating in exchanging their name and email for your promised solution. The survey employs three question types: grease the wheels questions that are simple and build momentum, like, are you a man or a woman? Personalization questions, gathering demographic data, and segmentation questions, directing people to the right bucket. The first question should require zero thought, creating action-taking momentum through micro-commitment. The segmentation question is crucial. It funnels prospects based on their biggest challenge, not demographics, mimicking natural conversation, where you ask questions to understand needs before recommending solutions. After completing the survey, prospects land on the post-survey same-visit sale page, which provides personalized feedback before introducing a paid solution. The page features minimal distractions, only a video, headline, and hidden sales elements that appear when the offer is introduced. The key is demonstrating understanding before revealing pricing, like a doctor explaining symptoms before recommending treatment. The video follows a problem, agitate, solution framework. Acknowledge the survey submission, provide a diagnosis with a unique label that creates curiosity, demonstrate deep understanding by vividly describing their symptoms using deep dive insights, then present your solution. When done correctly, prospects feel you've read their mind and naturally want your solution. But the initial sale isn't where profit comes from. A famous fast food restaurant spends $1.97 in advertising per customer, making only 0.1 cents profit on the initial hamburger. By asking, "Would you like fries and a drink with that?" they increase profit tenfold to $1.13 per customer. Once someone is in a buying mindset, they're far more likely to spend additional money through one-click upsells, additional related products offered sequentially without re-entering payment information. Email follow-up often generates 25 to 75% of total sales, yet most marketers give up too soon, missing the 90 to 99% of visitors who don't buy immediately. For non-buyers who completed your survey, a 12-email sequence keeps them engaged and rescues the sale. The email sequence starts with survey results, followed by three casual, story-based reminders. The second series targets different buyer psychologies: impulse buyers, analytical minds, social proof seekers, and procrastinators. The final series creates interaction, including a "Do you hate me?" survey that generates honest feedback about purchase hesitation. Results validate this approach. Will Hamilton's tennis training business generated $25,000 in week one, then $250,000 in 6 months. Ross Bridgeford's water ionizer business generated $750,000 in 5 days, selling out the manufacturer's worldwide supply. This methodology returns business to conversation. By systematizing questions and listening, businesses cut through noise and connect meaningfully, creating satisfied customers who receive what they truly want. The key isn't perfection, it's starting immediately. In an increasingly noisy world, thriving businesses won't be those shouting loudest, but those listening most carefully.